Big Jim's house.
Other than traffic, where have you been stuck? I know it's early. Don't worry about it if you can't call. You can call or text 248-398-9279. This young lady got stuck in a dryer. The key word, of course, is
stuck.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
You guys can't even see if I'm stuck.
Oh, my God.
You're drunk. It's the firefighters, right?
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah, they had to call the firefighters to get her out of there. Again, keyword is
stuck.
Could have been drunk too, actually.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
She got too drunk and told her friends, if I get too drunk, I'll go in the washing machine. And she got too drunk.
You've had parties at your house. You've hung with your friends. You guys have done lots of crazy stuff. You ever looked at a dryer and said, yep, I'm going to climb in there?
No.
And she is wedged in there tight. They really did have to get firefighters to get her out of there.
Yeah, the way her legs are positioned, she couldn't wiggle herself out. I'm not fitting in. I know better, too. I'm going to look at a dryer and go, nah.
I'd have to go to one of those 50-gallon ones they have at the laundromat, the stand-up ones. Yeah, you'd have to drop me in there with a helicopter or something. 248-398-9279. Again, the keyword for the young lady, it's a hilarious video, is
stuck.
Yeah. When I was in the service, when I got out of boot camp, I was in San Diego. They went to boot camp in San Diego, and then we were on base. Because we were so close to Mexico, you could drink when you were 18. Because they didn't want you going down there to drink.
Right.
So guys would drink on base. And I seem to remember something called near beer. 3-2 beer. It was like beer, but it wasn't full alcohol. So you got a bunch of guys who haven't been anywhere. They come out of boot camp. And so when they drink, they don't drink a little. They drink a lot.
Getting after it.
Well, I'm kind of a bigger guy, so I got stuck on shore patrol with, like, the real shore patrol people. That was my, like, duty that I had to do. So we could go around with them. And inevitably on base, there were two things that would happen. One, somebody would get drunk and try to climb the flagpole in the middle of the base. And you'd have to get them down. And two, somebody would get drunk and crawl into a dryer.
Why?
So I don't know. Every night, every time that I did this, when we did the midnight watch, midnight to 6, we'd go and check the barracks. We would have to go into the laundry room because each barrack had its own laundry. You'd have to open it up, make sure there was nobody in the dryer. And God is my witness, 3 times we pulled drunk guys out of dryers.
Was that just a funny thing to do? I bet you won't get in the dryer.
I'm sure they're just sitting there laughing going, you never find me in here. But you can't shut the door from the inside. So somebody shut them in the dryer. That's the other part of it we could never figure out.
Yeah. And then just walked away.
That's a really cool move. Yeah.
One time when I lived in an apartment building and we were 4 stories up. I walked outside onto the balcony just in the morning, get fresh air. My roommate left for work and came back in, couldn't get in. I must have locked it somehow or didn't. I had to sit out on the balcony for about 5 hours.
So you just answered your own topic.
And just wait.
Other than traffic, where were you stuck? You were stuck on your balcony.
Just wait. Didn't have a phone because it was just, first thing in the morning. I just wanted to see what the weather was like. Freezing at 7 in the morning in the desert.
Damn it. Here's the drunk girl once again that started this whole thing. The keyword is stuck.
Oh, no.
You guys can't even see if I'm stuck.
Oh, my God.
It was your idea.
Yay!
I love it. She's so happy.
Yay!
Big Jim's house.
Okay, other than traffic, where were you stuck? 248-398-9279. We have this great video of this young lady who gets stuck in a dryer. And she is half in, half out.
Yeah.
You're thinking like, well, no, she crawled all the way in. Did she try to back herself into it?
I think that's what happened.
You'll have to figure it out in the video.
Because there's no way she spun around in the dryer.
No.
If she did that, that's impressive.
No, in her yoga pants. Keyword, of course, is...
And stuck.
Yeah, and the firefighters had to come and get her out. So you'll see that as well. You got stuck on your patio once for how many hours?
Like 5. I got locked out while my buddy was at work. I didn't have anything. And I didn't want to. It was like a couple stories, so I was scared. I was going to jump, but I was scared to.
You're on the 4th floor.
And there's no grass in Arizona. It was all just rocks, so I was going to go into rocks.
You were really thinking about jumping?
Well, yeah, I wanted to get down or at least hang from my balcony, get my feet on the bottom balcony, and then do that all over again. But we never talked to anybody who lived around us, so I was nervous that the cops would be there next.
You think?
So I just sat there up against the wall and just waited. We didn't even have chairs out there.
That's so sad. 248-398-9279. Deborah and Ken, you got a story for us?
Yeah, I got stuck in a dress.
You got stuck in a dress?
In a dress.
Okay, you got to walk us through this. How did this happen, Deborah?
So I had just given birth to my daughter, and of course I had gained some weight. So I went to a store with my sister, and I tried on this dress, and she took pictures. I was stuck in it. I couldn't get it off. I couldn't get it back over my head.
And isn't that nice of your friend to take pictures instead of help you get the dress off first?
I mean, she was laughing so hard.
I'm sorry, we are too. We can laugh now. But
right, right.
So how did you get out of the dress?
She had to wiggle me out of it.
Okay. Again, after she took photos of you stuck in the dress.
Yeah, once you realize you're okay, then you can take pictures, right?
Yeah, bro, I feel bad for you now.
I mean, and the picture, my arms are up in the air and my head is halfway in. So. Yeah, I got stuck in a dress.
Big Jim's house.
So get a response to this. Other than traffic, where were you stuck? You got a story or maybe something happened to someone you know, 248-398-9279. If you're just stopping by this morning, we have the video posted of this young lady. Still really can't figure out the angle she used to get into the dryer. The keyword, of course, is
stuck.
She had to go in feet first, right?
Yeah, I think she backed herself in.
This is a front-loading dryer, too.
Yeah.
Not a top-loaded, so this is a front-loading one. So here's part of the video.
Oh, no!
It's out here! It's here! I'm stuck! Oh, my God.
Alcohol. These are firefighters.
Oh. Yay!
So they got her out. And now you can obviously tell that alcohol is involved just a little bit in this.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little couple white claws. 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Other than traffic, where were you stuck? We had somebody text me, I get stuck in a warehouse. Where was this?
So Lady Jeff texted in and said she got stuck in a cooler at work. Now, I'm not quite sure how I'm trying to figure out how that happened. But also, the best one is she texted it back in and goes, I also got stuck upside down in between two bags of dog food. Lady Jeff, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Fall off a ladder and went head first into the dog food.
Okay, we don't. All right. I got nothing. Hold on here. Let's grab Michelle. Michelle, now, were you stuck?
I actually didn't. It was my ex-father-in-law.
What happened?
They owned a tree company, and he was going to leave to go get cigarettes, but he went outside and went up in the High Ranger, and he got stuck. And his wife was in the house sleeping on the couch, and he threw every coin in his pocket at the window. He tried everything he could do to get her attention, and an hour later, me and my boyfriend showed up. And he was hollering. He had been up there an hour or so.
So how high up was he, do you think?
Probably about 45 feet.
Oh, no, God. For an hour.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And his wife fell asleep waiting for the cigarettes.
Big Jim's house.
So on the way into work this morning, we're in Oak Park in an office area here, an office park in Oak Park. I had a deer bounce in front of me. I told you, bounced, came across from the auto parts lot across from us.
Right.
Bounced across the front of the car. Didn't hit the car, but just bounding. Big doe. Huge. Just hopping along the way they do. And then Ryan, being a topper, we had some breakfast from Mickey D's delivered this morning. And you walk out the front door, and what do you run into?
A massive buck.
We are not exaggerating. How many points?
I think I counted 11. I don't know nothing about deer. I'm sure that's possible to have 11, but that's what I counted.
This thing is right at the front door just staring at you.
It's literally 5 feet from me. And then the lady dropping off the food comes running up to just hand it to me. I'm like, whoa. I was like, hang on a second. There's a huge deer right here. She's like, where is it? Where? I'm like, dude, look straight ahead of you. She's like, ah.
Anybody have any run-ins with deers already this year?
Oh, this
is the first time we've ever had a buck sit up front.
It was like somebody waiting to come and claim their prize in the morning before the offices get open.
Maybe it was like, hey, I'm looking for that Uncle Buck. I'm going to kick his ass for taking my name.
But it just stared at me the whole time. And then finally, like, I, like, stomped my foot, you know, because that's how you get things to go away.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, nature boy. Stop your foot.
And it ended up running off after a minute, but I thought, I was like, what am I going to do? I got to get ready to fight. I thought this thing was coming after me.
248-398-9279. Did Ryan make the right move by stomping his foot at an 11-point buck that is right here? Again, if you want to see it, it's on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House and WCSX. Or, yeah, we can text it to people, too, if you want.
Yeah.
Just say if you want to see it, I'll text it to you. We'll send it back to you. It wouldn't be the first time Ryan's texted photos to people. Anyway, I don't know if that was the best move, stomping your foot.
I didn't know what else to do. It scared. The pictures, when you look at these photos...
It's going
to
kick your ass.
The view that it's looking at, that's me right there.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, it's staring at me. It was like it had a staring contest. It won.
Well, yeah. By the way, you should change your underwear. Same.
Freaked you out, man.
Love that. CSX, Big Jim's House.
Big Jim's House.
So if you just join us, Ryan comes running in. We got some breakfast delivered from McDonald's. And he comes in and he's like, oh, my God, there was this big buck in front of me right at the door, right? And it was standing there.
Yeah.
And we're like, whatever, dude. And then he showed us a picture. Holy crap.
I'm not kidding. That's the biggest deer I've ever seen.
We're in an office park here in Oak Park. And we've known that we've had a family of deer that live over on the other side of Eaton Steel.
Yeah.
There's like an abandoned area. But we've never seen the buck before. This we've always guy. Seen the doe. I saw the doe out running this morning. But this buck is staring Ryan down eye to eye.
Somebody commented on our Facebook because I put the pictures up there, so if you want to check it out. But it's the perfect description. An urban giant.
It is. It's an 11-point buck.
It's huge.
It's huge. And Ryan stared it down. But what did you do exactly?
I stomped my foot at it and went, hey! Hey, what are you doing?
That can't be a good idea. Is that the right move? 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. If you want to see the deer, like I said, it's on our Facebook page. Or hell, just... text us, you want to see the picture?
Yeah, just say you want to see it, and I'll send it right over to you.
And it'll scare you, because it's the biggest deer ever.
I'm telling you, man, this thing is a monster. I probably could have taken it on, though.
You're saying that now that we have three doors between you and that deer? It's still out there. You know it's waiting for you, like, oh, bring it on.
I'm scared. I'm going to be scared tomorrow morning coming in.
You should be.
This guy's going to bring his whole crew now. The Monstars are coming.
Is that... The Buckside Boys or something? I don't know what they are. Bill in Detroit, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, we're just out here, you know, hunting deer with our feet, apparently. So
I heard that. That's a wonderful story. I'm going to have to share it with my daughter.
Okay.
About 3 weeks ago, she was near Midland. She hit a deer in one of my cars. It cost me $2,000. So I'm going to tell her when I get home from work, the next time you see a deer, please stop your foot and don't hit him with my freaking car.
That's it. Just stop the car, get out, stop your foot, and the deer will move. There you go, Bill. You got
3K.
Oh, damn. All right, man.
Well, that's terrible.
All right, buddy. And she's okay, though, right?
Yeah, the car got stolen, but she and my grandson's fine. But I'm going to tell her next time, please stop your foot.
Right. Stop your foot next time, yep. In the car. They'll hear it.
Stop your foot and say, hey.
Right.
What are you doing?
We're changing Ryan's name to Ryan Bear. He's our hunter. hey, Bill, we're losing you on your phone, brother. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
There it goes. One more. Steve and Warren. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's happening?
Just sitting here with Die Hard the Hunter.
I am so glad that worked out well for him, because that's the sign of aggression.
Oh, and you're kidding me. If he stopped... So you stomped your foot. Yeah. That deer could have run... came towards him?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And those 11 points are there for a reason.
Yeah, 11 different ways to kill your ass.
Yeah, 11 ways that you can get shish kebab on those things.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have made a loud noise or something to try to scare it off, but stomping my foot would be the last thing I would do.
Well, that's what I thought the loud noise was going to be.
You stomping your foot?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right, Steve.
That buck looked at you and said, really, buddy?
You see the photo, dude. Steve, that's exactly, looks like, are you, really, we're going to do this? Okay, you're going to lose, but we'll do this.
Oh, whatever.
Made my day when I heard him say stomp his foot. I said, right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I just wanted my breakfast. I don't want, you know, get the food, then get eviscerated by a deer, okay? Come on, man. Priorities.
Big Jim's House.
You had a face-to-face with how many points?
11, I think. I counted 11.
On this buck at our front door. You went to get our DoorDash, Mickey D's, this morning. Whew. And he was there.
Scared the hell out of me.
Ryan stomped his foot at it.
Yeah.
Which, according to
get
Bill and
here.
Steve. Go away. Apparently, that's not the right thing to do, because that's kind of an aggressive move back towards this thing. And you'll see the photos. It's on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House at WCSX on Facebook. And then are we? You can send them back to people, right? If you text, say you want to see the photo.
Yeah, just say you want to see the deer or whatever, and we'll get it back to you.
You okay, though? I mean, were you a little nervous about that or
yeah,
just in the moment?
I have good history with deers, so I got scared.
Somebody texted in, though, gave you a little warning about it.
Yeah, it said, that's a brute, fully mature buck. Looks like you had him in a corner. Be careful with the rut coming in November.
Oh!
So, I mean, if 80 people have said that it wasn't a good idea to stomp your foot, then
correct. It's
probably
not a good
should
idea.
Take it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Next time, if that buck's out here again, don't stomp your foot.
I get nervous around him.
Now, we're in an office park in Oak Park.
I mean, this guy shouldn't be around here. Go to the wilderness, dude. Go back to your area.
This is their area now, apparently. He's saying the same thing to you. Go back in your studio.
We're in their area, Jim.
248-398-9279. Hold on. Is that Jeff at Brighton? Go ahead, man.
Hey, you know, obviously you're not having Ted Nugent visit the station enough anymore.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, normally those deer wouldn't come anywhere near there if Ted was there, you know.
I think, honestly, Jeff, I think the deer, when it found out that Ryan wouldn't dance to Fred Bear at his wedding, was like, okay, you jerk, I'm going to come over here and convince you. That's a great point. You got to dance to Fred Bear now, or it's going to hang out here every morning. We'll be able to get breakfast.
No, wait, the deer's happy I'm not. That's all about taking out deer.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. All right, Jeff. All right, we'll call Nooch. Yep. We'll call Uncle Ted. He'll know what to do.
Yeah, he'll know what to do.
All right, see you, bud.
Whack him and stack him, right?
Whack him and stack him. There it is. There it is. Later, man. I don't know much about deer hunting, but I know this. If it tries to get you during the rut, you may have to delay your wedding a little bit. You'll be walking funny down the aisle. Here comes Ryan.
Big Jim's House.
And we've got a classic buck out in front of the radio station this morning. Ryan goes out to grab some DoorDash. We got some McDonald's for breakfast. And there it was. 87 points, 20 feet tall, flames coming out of its nostrils.
Yeah, yeah. It actually had the nose ring, too, there. The bull nose ring.
No, seriously, though. How many points again?
I think it was 11. That's what I counted, at least.
So Ryan's putting up the photo right now. Is on our Facebook page. We'll just send it to you if you text us. And then Scott, our boss, came in here and just showed us a video that they had filmed that it was here during the day as well.
Yeah, I think this guy's been making the rounds, looking in through windows and stuff.
My uncle had the same problem. Anyway, not here at the station. It was elsewhere. Yeah. He's called the Perp. It's funny. He's pounding down. Oh. Ryan, by the way, stomped his foot to try to scare the buck off, which we have now learned over the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, get out. Yeah.
Bad idea. They don't like that. But this music means our buddy Trucker Jim, who listens to the station, using our app, all over the country. Where you at this morning, buddy?
Just rolled out of bed in Orlando, Florida, and believe it or not, it's already 85 degrees.
Woo, that's all right. That's okay. You can have that, man. So are you calling about our hunter, the deer?
Yes, sir. I've had many run-ins with deers. Actually, Ryan did pretty much the right thing. I don't know about stomping his feet, but make noise. Okay. You know, you don't play, you know, like if you're driving and you see a deer in the road, you don't plack your headlights at it, because that's where it comes out, the deer in the headlights. They just stop and stare at it. But you make noise, I blow my horn, whatever it takes, you know.
So, like, if he really wanted to scare him off, Trucker Jim, one way is to sing like Yoko Ono, right? That would have done it.
That would do it, yeah. That would do it.
Yeah, but you see this picture.
Or, do that, or go and make him do death.
This buck is going to kick Ryan's ass, dude, in this photo.
Yeah, it was close, I think.
You're gonna get wrecked.
I would love to pay for tickets.
Wow, man.
Wow.
Thought we were cooler than that.
We are, but I'd still love to see that.
Me too. Okay. Hey, Jim, hit that horn for us, buddy.
I'm a guy, you know?
Yeah, hit that horn for us,
you
brother.
Got it, but I'm sitting in the 7-Eleven parking lot. They're going to love this one.
Okay.
In the parking lot.
Have a great day, guys. Talk to you soon.
Track Jim. All right, there it goes. Again, if you want to see the photo of the giant buck that has taken over our radio station, the front of it at least, just text us if you want to see it. 248-398-9279.
I did make a post out of it, too.
Look at you.
So a little easier for you. Text the keyword deer.
Okay.
And it'll take you right to all those photos.
And if you don't text it, Ryan's going to stomp his foot like he did at the buck there.
Yeah.
So,
Big Jim's House.
All right. We've got a deer out in front of the building. Our boss Scott nicknamed it Big Joe. I want to call it Joe Buck.
Joe Buck?
Yeah.
All right.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
But if you want to see it, we'll send it to you. The keyword is
deer.
The keyword should be guest. Here's why. You know, we're putting our photos up. We got a bunch of new ones up here.
Yeah, we got Kirk up there.
There's Lola. There's Greg. I know Greg. Who else?
Kirk's down there, bottom right.
Hi, Kirk.
I don't know who the dude in the mask is. I can't figure it out from the mask. But safety first, way to be.
Right. So we are bannering our whole studio with nothing but pictures of you. Since we can't hang out with you, come hang out with us. Just send us a photo. The keyword again is
guests for that.
248-398-9279. In honor of the deer that's out in front that you almost got gored by, apparently, this morning.
Nah, I would have taken
the 11-point buck. We need to take one of your photos and put it up on the wall.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah. Make him a guest.
It's our guest. Will that scare you a little bit, having that buck looking at you again?
No. I was handling myself.
It sounds like it. Until you stomped your foot, which could have PO'd the deer, and it would have come at you.
I'd have dropped right into an RKO on him out of nowhere.
You're such a guy. It's amazing how badass we are an hour after everything, man. I'd have wrecked that deer. I'd have grabbed him
out there. Good thing there was no audio on our cameras, security cameras. Because you would have heard me go, hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing, man?
You'd have gone into high guy voice. No, seriously, though, we should put the deer up on the wall. We want your pictures, too. Keyword guest. Again, we'll send you the link. Upload a photo. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Somebody texted in about the deer and was saying, what was it that it was seeing its reflection? That's why it was, so it wasn't staring at you?
Yeah, and one of the photos I put up, too, is of it looking in. They said that it's staring at their reflection because it's mating season for the whitetails, and hopefully it doesn't charge, because that's when deers end up in buildings. They see the reflection, think it's somebody in their territory, and they don't like that, so they go after them.
Deers don't charge anymore. They use Venmo. Pay-oh! Stupid.
Boom!
Josie, good morning!
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm excellent.
You got a good deer story?
Yeah, I live in Allenton, Michigan.
Okay.
And we're out in the big country, and we have deer every night. Bucks and does in our backyard. We have a black shepherd that likes to run with them.
Your dog plays with the deer every night. How cool is that?
Yeah, her name is Karma. Karma, and she runs with them and then comes back.
Wow.
So Ryan would be okay if he ran out the front door and started running around the buck, right?
Exactly. You got to run with the deer.
You just have to take all your clothes off and bark, Ryan.
Yeah.
Like a normal Saturday for you. Kind of not that different.
Rough. Rough.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, God. Josie, I'm going to go take a Silkwood shower now. Thanks for calling.
I love your show, guys. I listen to you every morning.
You're awesome. Good to know you're out.
Big Jim's house.
We're talking about run-ins with animals. Seems to be a theme this morning. Well, it is a theme. You had a run-in with an 11-point buck at our front door.
Yeah.
When you went to grab DoorDash this morning. It was out there. Big old deer. What's the strangest run-in you've had with an animal? 248-398-9279. A couple of years ago, I had to take Adam over for a dog appointment after he busted his leg. We had to go over to West Bloomfield, Henry Ford, over there.
Okay.
And there's a back way. They said, well, just go out this way. And I didn't know it's like the road where the ambulances come in. You're really not supposed to, but we did it anyway. Turkeys. Big wild turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in a big giant black. You've seen my Ram truck.
Right.
They took a run at the truck while I was driving. I'm not joking. These turkeys were like whack, 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 hitting the tires and stuff. They wouldn't move. No, I'm honking the horn. They're like, no, you're in our territory, buddy. Eventually, I had to back up and go the other way. They stopped me in the middle of the road. I guess you could say I got stopped. Cold turkey? Anyone? No? Nothing? Come on. That's not bad.
No. It wasn't bad.
So you had your running with a deer. But the video that we've been laughing about, and the other reason we're talking about this is Joe Johns. This poor reporter for CNN, he's got the White House behind him. It's in the backdrop.
Yeah, he's on the lawn.
You weren't the only one on the lawn. There was a raccoon with him.
Yeah! There he is.
Ah!
Ah! Now, no events on the president's schedule today, and important to say, the White House, especially from the...
Oh, my God.
Raccoons, man. God, again, this is the second time.
I get the traps not working.
Right? Hey, man, the raccoon came back.
It always comes around right about when I'm going to go on TV.
Okay, maybe it's a Fox fan. You don't know that. If you want to watch it, the keyword is...
Raccoon.
That's greatness. That's greatness, man. Are raccoons aggressive? Yeah, they're trash pandas. They're aggressive, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Don't want to mess with those.
You handled the deer better out front than Joe Johns, the CNN reporter, handled this raccoon by a mile.
Yeah, I don't even know what he threw at it. He threw something at it.
And then the end of it, he sounds like a six-year-old who's upset. God, there's a raccoon. The
raccoon's like, dude, I'm just showing up for my 10:30. You told me to be here, man.
The raccoon's got a little microphone.
Yeah.
An update on the president's status. Move. Get out of the way. Raccoon. 248-398-9279. If you ever had a run-in with an animal, is that the weirdest one for you with the deer?
No, the bobcat in Arizona is the worst one.
Big Jim's house.
How you doing, folks? 8:43. It's Big Jim's house here. There's Ange. There's Ryan. What an interesting morning. We're taking your calls. 248-398-9279. Have you ever had a run-in with an animal? Other than your pet, of course. 248-398-WCSX. Ryan had a run-in with an 11-point buck at our front door when he went to get DoorDash today.
Yeah, scary dude.
We've named him Joe Buck. If you want to see the deer, and it is a legit 11-point buck. Somebody said it might be 12. Maybe. Keyword is...
deer. Yeah, it's a big boy.
But you just told me that you kind of teased us that you had a story about a bobcat that's not your crazy. The deer wasn't your worst run-in.
No, when I lived in Arizona, the first week I lived there, I didn't have a car or anything. The guy I was caddying golf for, he was out doing whatever. And I was just like, you know what, I'm going to walk up to the gas station and kind of see what's going on around
here. Take a walk around the neighborhood.
So I start walking, and I'm walking on a busier road. And I look over, I'm like, oh, what is this poor little cat on the side of the road? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I start walking up to it because I wanted to see if it had, like, you know, a collar or anything. And as I get closer, I'm like, wait a minute. That does not look like, that's not a cat. And I got a little bit closer, and I'm like, well, that's definitely not a cat. And I just took off the other way. So, I don't know what, it didn't come after me or anything, but it scared the hell out of me because I'm like, no way that's a cat.
You don't see a lot of bobcats in the wild here in Detroit.
No, that's why I figured it was just, I was actually trying to help and be nice, but backfired. See what happens?
That's it. Don't mess with the bobcat, man. Hold on. Line one. Go ahead. You got a story for us?
Hey, I got a really funny story about deer.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, this started out in Kentucky. I've got two cousins that love to drink.
Okay.
So they're out riding around and they see this deer at night and they think, we're going to shoot it. We're going to poach it. So they shot this deer and they thought it was dead, put it in the back of their SUV, and they're going down the road, and the deer woke up from being knocked out.
Oh, no.
So my cousin that was in the back, he started fighting with this deer. The deer pulled him over into the back of the cargo department, and they're going at it, and he's yelling to my cousin, pull over, pull over. Well, my cousin pulled over, and he opened up the hatch, and both my cousin and the deer rolled out. And they're fighting like crazy, and he's yelling, shoot it, shoot it. And he's like, I can't, you won't stay still. So my cousin got the crap beat out of him by this deer, right?
Right.
A couple days later, we come down to Kentucky, the rest of us from Michigan for, you know, our vacation. And I see my cousin, he's all beat up, and he starts telling me this story about this deer, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got the best of this deer, man. I kicked his butt and blah, blah, blah. And he's asking my cousin to vouch for him, you know. He's like, oh, well, I seen that fight, dude. I think the deer won.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. Is this Tammy?
Yes, it is.
Tammy, you're awesome. Thanks for sharing that story.
You guys always talk about stuff that I can relate to. I love your show.
Thank you. Thanks. You have a great day. It's nice to know you're listening.
Thanks.
Big Jim's house.
When you came flying in here a little after 7, when that deer was at the front door, you were in full high guy voice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was an 11-point deer out there. I saw Jim. He was sitting right in the eye.
Yeah, freaked me out.
Keyword deer. We'll send you the photo of the big buck. We call him Joe Buck. Here at our studios, we have a deer out front. But now, hour and a half later.
Yeah, what's up, deer? Where you at now, boy?
It's telling you, it's the analogy of running to Mike Tyson in an elevator. When you're in the elevator, you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Then you tell your buddies, like, dude, I swole up on him.
It was that big.
Like, I could knock your ear off and I wouldn't have to fight it. I would just wham. I was ready to go. An hour and a half ago, you're ready to go in your pants. Come on, it freaked you out.
Oh, hell yeah, it did. Yeah. It was kind of dark out. I just turned and this guy was mean mugging me.
He was mean mugging me. Again, keyword deer. We've been talking about animal stories all morning, too. You're running into animals. We had the reporter, too. The CNN guy that got mauled by a raccoon while he was trying to do a live shot at the White House. That's up on our website as well. Someone just texted in about a deer.
Yeah, have, 810 said, have a turkey fly from its roost when you're in the stand. It'll make you crap your pants. Sounds like a pterodactyl landing, and you usually there's more than one.
Oh, God. Okay. We still want to hear from you. You guys got time. 248-398-WCSX. You're off. I want to watch you. We're going to watch security cameras at the end of the day. Are you going to run to your car as quick as you possibly can?
No, because I don't think he's getting into that fence area.
Yeah, they get in right over there. They get in. You looked.
He's not coming back. He knows.
Your head just, that's why your head just snapped 90 degrees.
I told him. I gave him a look. One of those looks where it's like, don't come around here no more, boy.
Don't make me go back and play the tape from 710. Don't make me do it. I'll do it. Hold on. We got Bill here. Bill, you got one for us?
1989, I was in Connecticut going through subschool when I was in the Navy, and a friend and I went down to the river to check out, see if there were any fishing spots. And apparently I got too close to the swan's nest, and she stood up and started pecking me in the chest and then escorted me all the way back to my car.
No, 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 no.
Swans are nothing to mess with, though.
I wouldn't.
Oh, no, they are not, because I was eye to eye with her, and I'm 6 feet tall, and I don't ever want to be that close to a swan again.
Oh, I've seen them knock off jet skis out on our lake, man. People on jet skis.
They'll swans? Take them off.
If you get too close to their nest, they do not like it. They will come right after you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She did. Okay.
All right. Well, Bill, hey,
she
thanks.
Had zero chill.
Thanks for your service there, fellow bubblehead.
All right. Yeah, that's right. You are a bubblehead, aren't you?
Yeah, what
was your rate?
What boat were you on? I was a radioman. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
No,
I was a radioman second class on the USS Baltimore.
Nice. That's I was on the John C. Calhoun. I'm not allowed to say the name of the boat anymore, but anyway, thanks for your service, brother.
Yeah, well.
Big Jim's house.
You're right. You coming down after your high from this morning?
Yeah.
And get confronted by the biggest buck in North American history?
Yeah, I got excited. I'm all right, though.
Keyword
I was getting
is
ready to fight.
It's deer. If you want to see this deer, this 11-point buck that we had out in front of the station this morning, he went out there to grab the DoorDash. We got some Mickey D's, and there he was.
Yeah, I just turned to my right a little bit, and the thing was staring at me.
You stumped your foot, though.
Darn.
Which we were told from Steve and pretty much everybody who called this morning, don't do that.
Yeah,
they
don't do that. Yeah, it's an aggressive move.
So I'm kind of conflicted, if you guys want to help on this, because half the text messages we got said, deer are afraid of humans, they won't mess with you. Then the other half said, don't mess with that buck, because it's getting close to mating season, and he would wreck you.
Right.
So what is it?
I don't know. I think they're scared, like they're not going to do anything until I did what I did. Where I started stomping my foot and going, ah, God!
I seriously thought that's what you're supposed to do, though, is kind of scare them away that way.
Yeah, but people said just yell. I think because they do the foot thing.
So if you do like the antlers with your hands and do that, that would have been bad.
Yeah.
Don't taunt the deer out in front of the building. Our PD's calling it Big Joe. I'm like, no, Joe Buck. It's Joe Buck.
Yeah, they both have a blank look on their face,
right.
So that's good.
And the deer could do a better job calling baseball games than Joe Buck.
Sounded more excited.
Anyway, the deer's like, did you hear the guy calling the game last night? What was that all about? Am I right? I know what the deer was PO'd about. You didn't get anything for breakfast.
Yeah.
He's looking at you like, you got DoorDash? You didn't ask?
One of them McBucks.
Oh! See, every joke after that is dirty, so we're going to stop here. 248-398-9279. Just text us if you want to see the biggest deer in Detroit radio history.
Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
All right, we are wrapping up the show. You guys are great today. Appreciated the support, text messages, email. Thanks to the deer that came by and gave us our 7 o'clock hour completely unscripted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice of Joe Buck to stop by here, our 11-point buck. Tomorrow we're going to be at Lady Jane's broadcasting live. Doesn't affect, we're still going to play Burbs. We'll do Reeling in the Ears, everything. But we didn't get a chance to talk about, you really may have jinxed your wedding with something you did last weekend. I'm telling you, man, we'll get into it around 7:20. Kind of nervous about this for you.
Yeah, some people are saying it, but well, I think it'll be all right.
I'll tell you discuss. What. We'll ask my Ouija board. See what it says.
Yeah.
Because nothing builds more bad luck than a Ouija board. Yeah, I can't believe you did that, dude. Okay. Donnie's coming in next. Dave will be up a little bit later on today. You guys be well. You going to go see if the deer's still here?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm going to walk in with my old catcher's gear on tomorrow in case the thing comes running at me and I got to get into a brawl.
Or a dress and some lipstick and see what happens. What? As long as we put it on Facebook.
You'll be calling me deer.
Yeah. Crying Ryan in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.